Well, a hot end to the work week and beginning of the weekend. It'll be the hottest weekend, in fact, that we've had this year so far. Not that far into the year, but a very warm one. And we're starting to feel gradually a little more humidity, too. And that will certainly be the case as we head through the weekend. So today, partly sunny skies. We top out at around 90 degrees in most inland spots. Could very well be the first official 90-degree day of the season for Jacksonville. It'll be close anyway. The record is 92, set back in 1995, so we'll be close to that as well. Only dropping into the 60s tonight in a hot Saturday. Saturday and temperatures tomorrow topping out in the lower 90s. The record again, 92 degrees, set in 1995. So we'll get very, very close and likely see at least one, if not a couple of 90-degree days now. As we get later into April, not all that uncommon, but we'd rather have it later versus sooner, right? Because we know how many hot days are ahead. And 90-degree days are ahead. Then cold fronts approaching Sunday. The sea breeze may become a little more active with a little more moisture, so there's the chance for an isolated afternoon shower. It's also the story on Saturday, although it looks like most of the showers and thunderstorms Saturday are over southeastern Georgia. But that'll be something to keep an eye on because cooler air pushed out by those storms, what we call outflow boundaries, could try to trigger a shower or storm near the Florida-Georgia border. But it looks to be a largely dry weekend. And then by Sunday evening and Sunday night, an area of showers and thunderstorms to the north west of Jacksonville will progress eastward. It should be weakening as it moves into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, but we should still all see at least some rain. The amounts just don't look to be all that great at this point, averaging about a tenth to a third of an inch with maybe a spot or two managing a half inch, especially near and west of Highway 301 would appear to be the best chances for the heaviest rainfall so far, western Duval, western Nassau, and Baker counties. The big story will be once that front moves through, it'll be much cooler early next week. Highs will only be in the 70s on Monday, and it'll be rather cloudy and a bit of drizzle or some showers to start the day on Monday, so keep that in mind as we head back to work Monday morning. But should see some sunshine as we get into the afternoon, and we'll be drying things out. And Tuesday looks really nice, as we'll only have highs in the 70s. Nighttime lows early next week will be back down into the 50s, so get a chance to open up the windows, give the AC a break, but that's good news. And hopefully we get some rain in that transition. We can use it. Interesting stat. Today will be the 8th straight dry day in Jacksonville. When is it that you think that's happened last? It's been a long time. You have to go back to the first 10 days of November, from November 4th to November 11th. So it's been about 5.5 months since we've managed to go 8 straight days without any measurable rain. And that's saying something considering December, January, February really are usually quite dry or can be quite dry. And to go a week without any rain is not at all uncommon. Well, that hasn't been the case. We're coming off a wet winter and early spring so far. So that's kind of an interesting stat. As we head through the weekend, the beaches look really nice. A lot of sunshine, water temperatures are responding. They're between 70 and 75 now. That is above average. We should be about 70, 75 degree water in about the middle of May, 10th to the 15th of May. So that's ahead of schedule. And still cool, but obviously ahead of schedule. And air temperatures will be pushing into the 80s because there'll be an offshore wind for a good part of both days. Just a little bit of a sea breeze perhaps right at the coast on Saturday and little or no sea breeze on Sunday. So it's getting warm all the way to the coast. Surf will average about 2 feet or so, give or take. A low rip current risk. But remember, there can still be rip currents at any time. And a little gentle breeze out of the west and southwest. It's all systems go for a more summer-like weekend versus spring. But overall, really pretty nice. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with Ori Weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at superiorplumbingjacks.com.